Hachette Audio presents Hollywood Moon, written by Joseph Wamba, read by Christian Rummel.
Chapter 1. Hollywood Nate rents midgets. The long-legged, sun-baked surfer cop, whom the others called Flotsam, said to his partner, while 6X32 was passing Grauman's Chinese Theater, cruising east on Hollywood Boulevard at twilight. The dying spangled sunlight ricocheted off the windows of the taller buildings, and his shorter surfer partner, also weathered and singed, whom of course they called Jetsam, glanced at the driver through the smoked lenses of his wraparound shades and said, "What?" Flotsam wore his 2-inch hair gelled up in front like a baby cockatoo, and Jetsam's was semi-spiked, both coifs streaked with highlights not provided by sun, sea, or nature. And with just enough gel to get it done and still not annoy the watch commander, a lieutenant in his early 50s, 20 years their senior, and very old school.
"In fact," Flotsam continued, "last Wednesday, Nate hired one to bowl with him for $20 an hour. That's when 5 coppers from the Midwatch and Watch 2 got together at the bowling alley in the Kodak Center with a bunch from North Hollywood and Wilshire. I heard that Nate, stole the spotlight with his midget."
"Where did you hear about Hollywood Nate and midget love?" Jetsam wanted to know.
"I got it from Sheila," Flotsam said, referring to Officer Sheila Montez, a Midwatch P2 whom both surfer cops lusted for. "And I ain't saying he loves little people, but, dude, he's so cinematically dialed in, he devised this way to capture the attention of all the bowling alley sallies. His little fella gets all flirty and cute with the sallies, and it sets things up for Nate to move in and close the deal."
Officer Nathan Weiss, a hawkishly handsome 37-year-old, physically fit gym rat, was called Hollywood Nate because he possessed a SAG card and had actually appeared briefly in a few TV movies. And he always volunteered to work every red carpet event at the Kodak Theater in his thus far futile quest for cinematic discovery and eventual stardom. Jetsam envisioned those feverishly hot sallies as he shot a casual glance toward the Walk of Fame, where lots of curb creatures were already out. He saw a tweaker sidling closer toward the purse of an obese tourist who was busy yelling at her much smaller husband. The tweaker backed off and slithered into the crowd when Jetsam gave him the stink eye as the black and white passed. The street characters, Batman, Superman, 2 Supermans actually, Darth Vader, Spider-Man, Bart Simpson.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?